We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Spezzano and Sandy, live and local on 98.9 The Buzz.
Hello there. Good morning to you. Our 8 o'clock hour on 98.9 The Buzz. Spezzano and Sandy, thank you for joining us. 54 degrees to start to you.
I am not too proud to admit when we do something as a couple utterly embarrassing, but I kind of feel like I'm in the right, even though we got into a little dispute in front of everybody. I will get to that in just a second, but just as a reminder, tomorrow at this time, so it's a little bit earlier than we normally do on Thursdays, the Spezzano and Sandy Startup from Concept to Cash, and that will be on tomorrow on the air, so tell your smart speaker to play 98.9 The Buzz, listen on the free Odyssey app, or you can watch us on Facebook Live. Rodman is back in tomorrow, Scotty. Follow-up with Rodman. He invented an app. And his challenge was to get 10 businesses on board and 50 people. That was a pretty big challenge.
To sign into this and get it, you know, just to get this thing working a little bit more so we could show it to investors.
So we'll see how he did.
Yeah, we just love helping people out and putting everybody together. And through this, vicariously, you'll learn stuff too. It's pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You'll take away a lot of stuff. And that's why listeners love it so much. And if you ever want to be on it, just go to 989thebuzz.com and fill out the form.
All right. Can I set you up with a little theme song for this?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Here we go.
Closing time. Open all the doors.
Yes, it is. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not.
Closing time.
Sandy Waters was up after 9.
I know. Scott's like, wow, wait a minute. Your story took place when? I'm like, Ma, it's 9:45. What the hell are you doing up?
What are you doing up?
Okay, it was Saturday night, yes. And we went out to support the Gilda's Bachelor Auction.
Oh, yeah. On Saturday that's right. Night. Yeah. One of my wife's friend's sons was in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
How much did he go for?
I didn't hear the final thing. I don't know.
They raised a lot of money. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But okay, so now, and this is going to feel like deja vu, and if you can relate to this in any way, 818-2899.
Okay,
because I kind of feel like we've all been in this situation, but now looking back, it's going to feel like deja vu because I feel like I told this story once before. My husband has a pattern with walking into an establishment minutes before it's supposed to close.
Yeah, I know. I remember this. It's like deja vu.
Right?
So what happened?
Well, after the bachelor auction, we went out to eat spontaneously because we didn't, I don't know, the day was crazy. We didn't eat before we left the house.
Ooh.
My husband was rushing me to go because he thought it started at a different time than it did. Of course, I'm running late, whatever, fine. He's like, okay, let's go. Let's be spontaneous. The kids are old enough now. We don't have to rush back home.
Right.
Let's go out to dinner.
Good.
And I'm like, all right, let's do it. We don't have a lot of couple time together. Now, it's 9:50. It was probably 9:50-ish, closer to 9:50-ish.
Oh, my God.
By the time we walked into the front doors of this restaurant.
Oh.
And my husband, I could see, and I'm oblivious to time, so I can see my husband leaning over and talking to the woman at the little podium thing and whispering in her ear something, and they were going back and forth, and I can't hear anything ever, so I'm like, whatever. And then we go, she goes, it's fine, really, it's fine. And then she seats us at our table. And it hit me. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I look over at her and I go, oh, my gosh, you guys are closing, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, well, yeah, in a few. few minutes.
God.
I go, oh, no, no, no. We can't be here. The cooks are going to be so annoyed. I watched The Bear. I have this newfound appreciation for what you people do.
Chef in the back's going to take your plate and run it right up his butt crack and then serve you your food.
I know. I'm like, listen, I respect the chef. The spot at the Del Monte, the Erie Grill, John, Chef John always calls up. We respect, we understand the business, that side of it.
Yeah.
No, you can send us home. And she goes, no, 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 no. It is fine. We always prepare for people to walk in at the last minute.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay. They do want the sale, but it's pressure on the staff.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right? It's the business owner making the money, not the chef. Right? The chef just gets paid. Okay. Anyhow. So I was like, okay, so my husband goes to the bathroom and it's now just her and I. And I go, listen, tell me just the easiest things on this menu and I will make sure my husband just orders the easiest things. Uh-huh. She goes, well, if you could avoid the steak, that would be great.
Yeah,
otherwise, right. Well, so my husband comes back. I go, honey, we can't order the steak. He goes, why? I wanted to order the steak.
Oh,
I'm like, no.
Yeah.
He goes, well, but that's what they sat us. And then he's arguing the point of they sat us. We should be able to order. This is good money. We're going to spend a lot. Huh. Let's order what we want. I'm on the team of, and I don't know where you fall in this, Scotty. No, let's just be easy.
You don't want to ruffle any feathers.
Right. So the server comes back, the server comes back, and my husband's like, well, you sure I can't order the steak? And now I'm yelling at him. Now I'm just going all out Italian. No, you can't order the steak. She said no. Then he asks for this cocktail mixed drink or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know what the hell he said because I don't drink. And she goes, oh, I don't know if we still do that. He goes, well, you used to do it.
Oh, no.
And she goes, well, I can check. Like this, just talking like this. And I go, no, don't check. He's not going to get it. And he goes, wait a minute. Yes, I am going to get it. So now him and I are debating if he should order this weird cocktail that they served back 5 years ago.
Oh, my God.
I am like, and then I look over at her and she was young, the sweetest, cutest, but she was young.
Yeah.
And she's looking at us like, mommy and daddy are fighting and I need to back away.
In the meantime, you're burning minutes because they're like 8 minutes to close, 7 minutes to closing.
Because I refuse to allow him to order what he wants to order because I want to save the chef.
Yeah, you're wasting the time by arguing when they just want to
closing time.
Yeah. And that's what he said. That's exactly what he said. But I'm like, but I want to be respectful.
Here's the problem. You're too nice. You have to, like, when you go in and the first nanoseconds you realize that it's the end of the night.
Yeah.
Boom. Get it done. Don't sit there and debate about it and look at every angle and take 4 months to buy a puppy.
It took me 2 years to buy my puppy.
2 years to get a puppy.
Well, because I want her to know and I want everybody to know in that establishment that I appreciate what they do and I feel terrible.
They said yes. They didn't do it out of the kindness of their heart. They did it because they can accommodate you. I'm on your husband's side in a way. I mean, I may have been like, hey, if the steak's going to take too long, I'll do something different. Because I just like food, right? And even though I die for a steak out. But that nanosecond you know that you're going to be the last person in there, have your order ready to go as soon as she comes to the table. But you wasted time.
Well, I feel like those... Okay, so he didn't get the steak, and he didn't get his mixed drink, by the way. Just so you know, I won that argument. Because every Italian wife wins. But I kind of feel like they have to say yes. They don't want to. They want to say, people, you are late. Next time, manage your time better. But they just can't because they're going to get in trouble. But... They probably have plans after work.
No, I've already had places say, sorry, your word, kitchen's closed.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, at like quarter of or something like that, quarter to 10. Nah, sorry, kitchen's closed. They're like, well, we do have some finger food, like that kind of thing. But I've also had a kitchen's closed.
We have the bottom of the barrel that we were about to throw out in the garbage.
We have some leftover fries from some last party.
And you would not have a problem with that.
Nope. Food is food. No matter
what. You would probably sit at the table and be like, hey, listen, just scoop up everybody's leftovers.
You done with that?
And I'll be fine with that.
It's traffic and news coming up on 99 The Buzz. Embarrassing by all means, definitely. No commercials till the next time we pop in, okay?
Yeah, we got to talk about what's happening at Culver Ridge Plaza.
Oh, yeah.
It might be exciting or it might break your heart.
Whoa, okay, we'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.